910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Progress on southern border security issues is reported by Senate negotiators still working in Washington to get a bill. One of them, Senator Chris Murphy, Connecticut Democrat.
This set of law is so important and so complicated that you can't, you got to get it right, not get it fast.
The bill would also get more military aid to Ukraine and Israel. Giving police in Texas new powers to arrest people illegally crossing into the state from Mexico and give local judges authority to order them to leave the country and sentence them to prison. A bill signed into law today by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The ACLU says it'll challenge it. Over 100 people are reported dead in a magnitude 6.2 earthquake in a cold and mountainous region in northwestern China, says the country's state media. This is the hard-hit area, Gansu. Search and rescue operations underway. This is ABC News. Jurors in New York today convicted Jonathan Majors of assault and harassment involving his ex-girlfriend Grace Jabari. The verdict marks a stunning reversal for one of Hollywood's fastest rising stars. ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Majors now faces up to a year in prison when he's sentenced in February. He's unlikely to serve that, but he has learned of a career consequence of the conviction. Our parent company, Disney, says Marvel will no longer be going forward with Jonathan Majors.
New owners for a company that helped America transition to an industrial economy.
At one time, U.S. Steel was the world's largest steel producer and the world's largest company. Now it's being sold to Japan's Nippon Steel for just over $14 billion. But the company will retain the U.S. Steel name and the headquarters will remain in Pittsburgh.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Five gray wolves were released today in the western part of Colorado, part of a reintroduction effort okayed by Colorado voters. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is.
In the breast
breaking
milk
breast.
Bucket.
Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The first fake Trump elector is speaking publicly about efforts to overturn Joe Biden's victory in Wisconsin 3 years ago. Andrew Hitt tells WISN-TV's Upfront the Trump campaign lied and said the documents were a backup plan in case the courts declared Trump the winner.
We were tricked. We weren't made aware of any ulterior motive or scheme, and we wouldn't have gone along with it had we been told about it.
Hitt is now cooperating with federal investigators. COVID-19 cases are trending up in Wisconsin. 403 people were in the hospital at last word, and 46 of them were in the ICU. State health officials say only 12% of eligible adults in Wisconsin have had the latest COVID vaccine. RSV and flu cases are up, too. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Bucks basketball on tap. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks homestand continues with two more games. They host the Spurs tomorrow night, then the Orlando Magic on Thursday. Milwaukee with a four-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers lost 34-20 to Tampa Bay. Quarterback Baker Mayfield had played at Lambeau Field with two other teams, the Browns and the Rams, and in his third consecutive trip to Green Bay, he finally got a win with the Buccaneers.
Third time's a charm, that's for sure.
Our team was really prepared to come in here, mentality to come in here with one job in mind, and just to find a way to win.
Mayfield threw four touchdowns, 381 yards through the air, and a perfect quarterback rating of 158.3. I spoke to his favorite target, Chris Godwin, who had 10 catches for 155 yards.
Like I said, we got a lot of grit on this team.
Is it just me, or somewhere about 20 yards downfield off tackle, there's a spot with your name on it?
Yeah.
What was going on today?
I don't know.
That's Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, lows into the single digits. More sunshine than clouds with a little less wind for tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Sunshine's back and warming up to the mid-30s on Wednesday. Clouds return Thursday, high upper 30s with a slight chance of rain. Currently, it's 4.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you live and statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as usual, some of the bad history that's being made is from crooked Donald Trump, lying Donald Trump. He made a boast just over the weekend that is more bizarre than anything I remember his saying before. And he says plenty of stuff, most of it untruthful, most of it psychotic. But here's what he said. He boasted that he's been indicted more than Al Capone. Capone, he said, was indicted only once. But Trump has said, I've been indicted four times and on 91 counts. He said they were bull, and then the expletive. They were politically motivated. He continues to lie and say that. Remember, the grand juries that decide to indict, they look at evidence, and these are citizens. These are citizens. Now, here's his exact phrase. Here's exactly what he said, this quote unquote. Donald Trump, did anybody hear of the great Alphonse Capone, Al Capone, great head of the mafia? Mean, Scarface. He had a scar that went from here to here, gesturing to his throat. But he didn't mind at all. But he was a rough guy. If he had dinner with you, and if he didn't like the way you smile at him at dinner, he would kill you. You would be dead. He got indicted once. I got indicted four times, end quote. Now, this guy's running for president. Sadly and unbelievably, he was the president at one time, elected in 2016. Yes, the Russians intervened on his behalf. Yes, James Comey of the FBI took a dive for him at the time. James Comey was a Republican. He is a Republican. And he announced just before the election that year that he was investigating Hillary Clinton. Remember, because she allegedly used an unsecure email account that nobody penetrated. There's no consequence. Jeb Bush did the same thing in Florida. Many of them do. But all anybody heard at the very end was that the FBI was investigating Hillary Clinton. It was done to affect the election. Then the skunk James Comey, just before the election, said, "Now we've looked at it and we're not going to go forward." But what the skunk did not say was that he was also investigating Donald Trump at the same time for collusion with Russia. Now, it is wrong, it is unethical for law enforcement to confirm or deny that they are investigating someone, especially someone running for president of the United States. If you are going to do it and you're also investigating her opponent, it was mandatory that you disclose that too. Preferably you disclose neither, but you certainly disclose both if you're going to disclose anything. And the people can decide which is more serious, which is, I think, fatal, that you are cooperating with the Russians, that you owe them money, and he's not going to admit that he was in a coprophile video in a Moscow hotel room with KGB agents posing as prostitutes. Obviously, he's not going to admit that. But people would get the feel for it. And yet all they got going up to that election was that Hillary Clinton was being investigated and Trump wasn't. So that's how he became president. Hillary lost Michigan by 10,000 votes. She lost Pennsylvania by 70,000, Wisconsin by 27,000. If it had not been for that and the Ruskies, it's pretty plausible that she would have won, even with all the negative thrown at her. But in any event, the guy gets in and immediately goes to work to serve the Russians. Met with Russians and no Americans there, not just his staff or the Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense, but none, no Americans at all. Had the Russians in the Oval Office, in the White House. Nobody keeping a track when they go, "I'd like to go to the bathroom." Okay, it's down the hall. What kind of bugs they left? Who knows what they left? I'm sure that Biden had it swept. Trump also would meet with Putin without an interpreter. They'd use Putin's interpreter. That is a major no-no. You want your own interpreter to make sure that what's said is accurate. And also you have notes. Well, but Trump did on another occasion, he did have an interpreter on another occasion. He went to him and said, "I want your notes," and he destroyed them. If it looks like a duck and talks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it is a duck. This guy is indebted to the Russians. Indebted to the Russians. At the Helsinki press conference, you remember that one? Somebody shouted out, "Well, your intelligence services said the Russians interfered with the election." And he shrugged, looked at Putin, who was sitting right next to him, said, "Why would they do that?" He said he didn't do it. I believe him. It was the most servile, disgusting, but really sad and pathetic performance by a president, any president in the history of the United States. But here's the guy going and boasting about being what, rougher and meaner than Al Capone? Rougher and meaner? Quote, "Did anybody hear of the great Alphonse Capone? Al Capone?" Well, yeah, everybody's heard of him. Great, great head of the mafia? Who would say something like that? Mean Scarface. He had a scar that went from here to here, but he didn't mind at all. But he was a rough guy. He's praising him. This is his subconscious coming out. The guy, I think, was born without a subconscious. Everything just comes out, spills right out, and it's sick. He's running for president. What, Al Capone had a scar and was a rough guy? He's running for president? He says that. Then he says, if Capone had dinner with you and he didn't like the way you smile at him at dinner, he would kill you. You'd be dead. He got indicted once. I got indicted 4 times. It's almost a curious boasting about it. It's almost a curious pride that he's been indicted more than Al Capone. Well, he's been indicted a lot more than Al Capone. It's not just 4 times. It's 91 counts. And one of them is going to trial in March, if Tanya Chutkin can hold the date. The other one is supposed to be May. You have Mercedes, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, doing Trump's dirty work. She's setting up that it's going to be kicked beyond then, beyond the convention, beyond the election. Fannie Willis is terrific, and the judge in Georgia on that case, where Giuliani and Meadows and the rest are still in the case, she's pushing that along pretty well. And then the one in New York with Alvin Bragg is still pending. But why are we exulting over a guy? Why are you on the Trump base exulting over a guy who praised Al Capone? I was kind of in awe of the fact that he was in Al Capone's league. That's a pretty sad league, a very, very sad league. And it's not just Capone. Trump also quoted Putin over the weekend after Putin had railed against the, quote, rottenness, end quote, of American democracy. Rotten. You want rotten? How about going to Russia? Russia has been rotten for a long time. In the 19th century, they started to try to come into their own. They did produce Pushkin, Tchaikovsky, Dostoevsky, Mussorgsky. And these are people, Gogol, these are people who produce legitimate music, legitimate art, legitimate literature. But it all got shut down. You have the Russo-Japanese War in 1905, and then suddenly there's the First World War, Bolshevik Revolution, the Romanovs are executed, the Tsar, the Tsarina, and her six kids. They murdered six kids and the Tsar and the Tsarina. Lenin takes over. Lenin dies unexpectedly. Stalin takes over. He's in for almost 30 years, and he kills almost 30 million people. And it's basically been downhill from there. Russia has produced nothing but fraud, sorrow, genocide for over 100 years, and they still are under Putin. And here's Trump. And Trump says, Putin said, Trump's indictments show the, quote, rottenness of the American political system. In the White House, Trump immediately turned that around and said, Biden is a, quote, threat to democracy. You see, one of the things, and this is a Nazi tactic and a fascist tactic, Mussolini and Hitler, and a communist tactic. Whatever you do, whatever you're accused of, it can be the most heinous crime in the world, accuse your opponent of it. If you continue to accuse each other, there's a big chunk of people in the country, in the world, who will be confused, and they'll say, well, maybe they're both bad, or this is a lot of mud. I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to get involved in this. I'm not getting involved in this. And that's what this guy's doing. And then Trump said, quote, even Vladimir Putin says that Biden's, and this is a, quote, politically motivated persecution of his political rival is very good for Russia because it shows the rottenness of the American political system. He is quoting Vladimir Putin admiringly, just like he referenced Al Capone admiringly. This man is running for president of the United States. There's a lot more coming up about what Trump has said about Putin, Trump has said about Kim Jong-un, Orban, and the rest coming up.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, you remember when he said he was going to be a dictator for a day, he doubled down on it. He was talking to a young Republican group in Manhattan. He always doubles down on whatever he does. He goes, I am going to be a dictator for a day. Let me say you something. Nobody's a dictator for a day. Once you're a dictator, you get used to it. You like it. Adolf Hitler said, I will be a dictator for a day or a month, just dissolve the Reichstag, and then I'll get things right. They never are for a day. And this guy is coming out and saying it. We're going to the lines. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind today?
Hi, thank you so much for this topic, because it is really alarming. And, you know, DT, I always call him DT now because I even use his name, Trumpster. you know, he is the dictator of the Republican Party. He dictates the Republican Party, and they're all afraid of him. Isn't that lovely? Should we all be like that? You know, these guys, these Republicans who keep bowing down to this guy, you know, they're just as crazy and nutty as he is, because if they were smart, they would tell the truth and all tell the truth about the guy, and no one would vote for him. But instead, the Republicans that trust other Republicans are not hearing Republicans speak out against him. So they just think everybody's behind him, and Donald Trump always tells the truth. So they're all just as guilty as he is, and especially Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. People need to wake up and really pay attention, because this is alarming. Thank you so much for covering this topic. It isn't just Donald Trump, you know, who's the bad guy here. I mean, he's a bad guy of the bad guys, but these guys that are allowing him, and they're so idiotic. Like, if the Supreme Court goes with him and protects him, he's going to be holding them hostage. He holds every Republican hostage to do everything he wants, or he's going to primary him, or he's going to get rid of him. And what a cowardly bunch of men that don't even care about our country. So anyway, I am on a roll. You keep up the great work, Matt. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, no. Great call as always, Gene. You know, you just said something that just triggered a thought. We talked about it a little bit before, but the idea of being loyal to Donald Trump when he is loyal to nobody, and there's a wake of jail, crimes, and bankruptcies in his wake. In other words, Rudy Giuliani just got nailed for $148 million. He is under indictment and very likely is going to be convicted of a felony in Atlanta, Georgia, at least in Atlanta, Georgia. Michael Cohen spent time in jail. Roger Stone was convicted but then pardoned. Everybody around him ends up badly. There have been 1,100 people now charged over January of the insurrection, January 6th. 1,100 people. Some of them got substantial jail sentences, prison terms. A couple of them got over 20 years. Now, they were oath keepers, and they were the people that ginned it up. But a lot of other people got a few years or a year and a half. You know, you do that in middle age or even when you're a younger person on the way up, that derails your life. What is it about the guy that everybody says great, even as they're let off the jail for 20 years? He never goes to jail. So far, he doesn't go to jail. He will go to jail. But what he does is then threatens judges, clerks, spouses of judges, families of judges. These are real mafia type threats, but you know how to handle the mafia. You know how to handle foreign terrorists when they do that kind of stuff. But when it's a guy who's running for president of the United States and who was president of the United States, Gina Beauclair's point is very well taken. Where are the guardrails at all? Where are the patriots? Where are the people in the Republican Party who go, yeah, no, we'd like to win. We think what we have to say about taxes and this, that, and the other thing, immigration and all that is the way to go, okay? But to do it on the back of a guy who leaves prison terms in his wake, but not for him, but for other people. Now, one guy who did stand up to him, and I was very, very glad to see that, is Chris Christie. Chris Christie, when Trump came out with this diatribe about Putin and Capone and all that, Chris Christie attacked Trump for using Putin as a character witness, which I think is great, a character witness. And then he said of Putin, this is Christie, a murderous thug all around the world. A murderous thug all around the world. He is a murderous thug all around the world. Christie went on. Putin has spent most of his life trying to undercut democracy and reward himself. Trump proposed political control of COVID service, prosecuting his political enemies, calls his political opponents vermin, said that immigrants are poisoning the blood of the country. The fact is that the objective, there is an objective, and the objective is to make people cynical, numb, and indifferent. Cynical, numb, and indifferent, so that they either don't vote or figure pox on both of your houses. Going to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for coming, Mark. What's in your mind today?
Well, I'll be cold in hell before I turn indifferent or shut my mouth, that because I know that there's people out there that, you know, some of the callers, a couple, one, at least one of the callers in this program is probably perfectly comfortable with denouncing people, you know, if Trump ever gets into power. That, and I think that maybe rather than dictator for a day, it should be queen for the day, Donald Trump, because he is, you know, to take a jab at the SOB, because he is just anything we can do to poke a hole in that ego and hopefully start to deflate him is what we need to do. I mean, that the media created this monster, and they refuse to take the monster on in the terms that this monster should be taken on with. Because anybody who is quoting Hitler and talking about, you know, the poisoning the blood and, you know, just reframing, you know, Hitler once again, I mean, that I just can't forget, you know, the stories I heard from grade school teachers in fifth and sixth grade about the Holocaust and about the death camps. That because right. These are private teachers that heard stories directly from family members that saw that stuff, you know, in real life.
Right.
That, or heard it in the news clips, that we would actually allow a man like this to keep saying this stuff and not recognize it for what it is, because it's not just talk for these people.
Right. Well, you know, and you make a good point. And one other thing I'm going to leave you with and this is that if a guy tells you he's going to do something, believe him. Believe him. Trump is putting it in chapter and verse. Chapter and verse, he's dotting the I's and crossing the T's. I'll be a dictator for a day. I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to politicize public service. Believe him. Do not vote for him. Coming up, a lot of news and weather and Trump's take on the fake electors and on the prisoners of 1-6 whom he calls hostages. Coming up.
Listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. ABC News, I'm Chuck Siebertson. Progress on southern border security issues is reported by Senate negotiators still working in Washington to get a bill. One of them, Senator Chris Murphy, Connecticut Democrat.
This set of law is so important and so complicated that you can't, you got to get it right, not get it fast.
The bill would also get more military aid to Ukraine and Israel, giving police in Texas new powers to arrest people illegally crossing into the state from Mexico and give local judges authority to order them to leave the country and sentence them to prison, a bill signed into law today by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The ACLU says it'll challenge it. Over 100 people are reported dead in a magnitude 6.2 earthquake in a cold and mountainous region in northwestern China, says the country's state media. This is the hard-hit area, Gansu. Search and rescue operations underway. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will begin offering abortion services in Sheboygan again before the end of the year. Planned Parenthood began offering abortions in Madison and Milwaukee in September, but we're waiting to beef up their staff in Sheboygan before starting there again. Sheboygan County DA Joel Ermansky says that he will respect a ruling from a Dane County judge earlier this month that said that the law that was interpreted as an abortion ban is actually a ban on non-consensual feeding. Decides. Governor Evers might consider sending the National Guard into understaffed state prisons. That's what some advocates and families of inmates would like him to do. The Department of Corrections says state prisons in Wisconsin are 29% short-staffed. Advocates say that's making conditions isolated, dangerous, dirty, and generally unhealthy behind bars. Evers' office has not said what he might do. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds on the way here in the overnight, and by sunrise, temperatures should be in the upper single digits. Light south winds up around 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, partly sunny skies, right around freezing, with south winds gusting up around 25. Right now, it's 4.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Buzz of the North, WBZH, 910 AM in Hayward. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on The Buzz of the North, WBZH, 910 AM in Hayward.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Math Thunder X. Our lines are open, 844-967-278. Now we're going to the right lines. Karina of Milwaukee, what's your mind today, Karina?
Hi, Matt. Well, you see, I think the Trump is such a shallow person that he doesn't understand that he's just a means to the end to Russians or Chinese or anybody else. Look at the Biden. When Biden speaks, he speaks quietly with pause and respect. Look at Trump. He's bringing up screaming, yelling, a bright in his mind, or bring up attention things to him, like Al Capone, right? But if Trump would be a part of the mafia, any mafia, he wouldn't survive. One day he will be killed as a little bitch, okay? Because this is who he is. He cannot stand on his own. He needs somebody to tell and support his ego, because he is nothing, absolutely nothing. This is why he's threatening everybody.
That's a good, you should be a psychiatrist, Karina. Maybe you are and just have not disclosed that to us, but that's a very, very interesting insight. And I'll go one step further on it. I mean, people who say I'm tougher than Al Capone usually are in the eighth grade or something. I mean, it's a very juvenile thing to say. You know, I'm tougher than Al Capone. He was mean. He killed people. That's the kind of boast that an insecure middle schooler would use. What's really disturbing about Donald Trump, among many things, is that for 4 years he was the president. And if he were president for four more years, control of our military, it's not so much that I think that he'll start a war, but that he will back down and not show proper strength. And you cause more wars by weakness, indecision, and running away than you do standing up. Biden's doing it exactly right. For instance, he sent two aircraft carrier detachments over to the Eastern Mediterranean. He sent naval ships up into the Red Sea. The Houthis are trying to shell them. But that kind of presence, because when an aircraft carrier sails, they have an entire flotilla of destroyers, cruisers, submarines following them, and you're not going to mess with that. Now, what I'm afraid, you know, Trump, I saw an interview where he said, you know, he's going to redeploy troops from abroad to the southern border. Okay, let's suppose you're going to put troops on the southern border. Is he going to take them out of Germany? Is he going to take them out of South Korea? Is he going to take them out of the Middle East? I mean, at some point, if you withdraw and you do it precipitously, that kind of show of weakness can attract more bullies, sadists, and genocidal freaks. And there's plenty of them in the Middle East, and there's plenty of them with Hamas and ISIS and Iran and that kind of thing. So Karina's shrinking of crooked Donald Trump's head, she's a good head shrinker of him, I think it's pretty much on the money. He's not a tough guy. He wouldn't survive in the mafia. He wouldn't survive in ISIS. He'd be killed right away. But when he has the luxury of boasting, when he has security paid for by you and me for the rest of his life, he and his wife have security, Secret Service all over him, wherever he goes, whatever he does, he can shoot his mouth off. And that is dangerous, because people like Xi, like Putin, like Kim Jong-un, like some of these people, they know a BSer when they hear him, and they know he's a BSer. The problem is, if he's the president, then they think that they can test our military, and he'll turn tail and pretend that he's going to the southern border or something. It concerns me a lot. It's a matter of his being able to function as a leader. But here's what he said. here's what he said about the fake electors. He was out in Nevada. Nevada, by the way, has their caucuses on the Republican side. I think it's February 2nd. It's coming up. Everybody goes, oh, Iowa. And they go, oh, New Hampshire. Well, Nevada has a caucus, too. And a lot of the others do. And Super Tuesday is the first week in March. And this is what? Almost Christmas. You're talking January, February. The ball game is going to start being formed in the next 10 weeks. In any event, he's shooting his mouth off. Trump is out in Nevada. And in Reno, this just happened. And Nevada had six fake electors. We had 10. Nevada is six because population-wise, it's a smaller state. And they're all under indictment, which they should be in this state, too. And he said, there's six of them. He named three of them by name. He named three of them by name. And he goes like this. He goes, these fake electors are going to have a role in 2024. Take Jim Hinkle, Nevada. He'll oversee elections in Story County, Nevada. What? Yeah, right. And these people are under criminal charge. And they are still running elections in some of these counties out there. Now, Trump at this thing also said these January 6th insurrectionists are hostages, and he would, quote, consider, end quote, pardoning them. Of course he's going to pardon them. He'll pardon the Proud Boy and the Oath Keeper that are in for over 20 years. And these people had weapons assembled in Northern Virginia and were about to launch an armed insurrection. But the guy that kills me is this Andrew Hitt. Former GOP chairman in Wisconsin, fake elector, and Andrew Hitt is cooperating. He's cooperating, I guess, with Josh Call, I assume with Josh Call, but others around the country, all the other prosecutors. And he turned on Trump, and here's what he said. Andrew Hitt said, Trump tricked us. He told us that this was just a backup if the courts said that we should say that Trump won the election in Wisconsin. We never would have done it otherwise. Hey, guy, look, this was a secret meeting you went to. If you thought this was on the up and up, why was it a secret meeting? Why were you told, don't disclose to anybody where you are, what you did? There's no markings, no marquee showing who's in what room. Everything is on the hush-hush. There's an old adage in the law. If you're an honest person, you are absolutely not going to sneak around like that. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling, Paul. What's in your mind today?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. You know, when you look at the Republican congressional delegation, not only stand up against Trump, they're scared to death of him. And words really matter when he says stuff. A lot of vermin and stuff like that. That really matters, but nobody says anything against them. It's so sad that think that Trump now controls the GOP. It's just sad. And as far as the Speaker of the House, he scared them also. So if you're not willing to stand up against somebody that basically has said, well, actually has, he's going to be a dictator. You're not going to stand up against that. I also hold accountable the media. They're all about ratings, and they don't stand up against the man either. What do they want this clown to be reelected? I don't understand it. I will say one thing, one last thing on this, and is the border. The border is a big deal. I know Biden sent Kamala Harris down there, and nothing seemed to happen down there, and I don't know what's going on with Schumer and the boys in the Senate right now, but this the border is a big deal, man, and I don't know how they're going to fix that, but they got to figure out a way. I didn't mean to school all over the place like that, but Trump is just bad. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, Paul, that's a good – let me comment on that right now, and I want to comment on one other thing of what Andrew Hitt said, and then I'm going to comment on the border. Andrew Hitt said that we were tricked. We were tricked by Trump. He lied to us and said that this was only a backup, in case the courts went our way. Well, here's a very, very obvious solution to this. Josh Call should indict Trump too, and indict Andrew Hitt, and put them both on the stand, and let the jury decide which one is telling the truth. Trump will deny that he said it was a backup. He will deny that. He has denied it. And Hitt will say he did. And you may say, well, how can Josh Call indict Donald Trump? Fannie Willis did. Remember something, that's state court, not federal. State court. Josh Call is a state attorney general, state court here too. The attorney general of Michigan, state court. Same in Nevada, same in Arizona. If Fannie Willis can indict Donald Trump, Donald Trump can indict Giuliani and Mark Meadows. And much of what they did in this conspiracy was physically done outside of Georgia. Yes, you can do that. And yes, that can be done here. And what Josh Call is able to do is to indict the 10 fake electors. Spindell, it's one way to get him off the Wisconsin Election Commission because LeMahieu won't take him off. But also, Ron Johnson. Everybody goes, oh, well, maybe they're afraid to do Ron Johnson. Well, if they're not afraid to do Mark Meadows and Donald Trump in Georgia, why should anybody be afraid of doing Ron Johnson in Wisconsin? And the same with Voss and the same with Fitzgerald. These are small potatoes compared to Trump. But the idea that I have right now is this. If Hitt says something that's contradicted by Donald Trump, you indict both of them. Fannie Willis did the equivalent of that down there. She indicted the Georgia electors and Donald Trump. Do it here. Do it right now. Do it here. And to Paul's comment before about the border, one of the things that's going on right now, very intense discussions in the Senate. The senators stayed around till today to continue to negotiate on Ukraine aid, Israel aid, and the border. And there was an interview that I saw, and I love this phrase, and I'll just repeat it. I don't take pride of authorship in this, but it's very, very good. The guy goes, the parties could do each other a big favor. Ukraine aid for the border, if Biden tightens up the border because the Republicans want him to, that's a real benefit for Biden and the Democratic Party. And if Biden and Schumer force the Republican Party to vote for Ukraine aid and Israel aid, that's a good benefit for the Republican Party because they have their MAGA extremists who hate Ukraine. This J.D. Vance got up in a meeting. Now talk about discourteous, a meeting with Zelensky. J.D. Vance gets up and walks out of the meeting. He dissed him. He dissed him. This Vivek Ramaswamy, of course, he's not going anywhere, called Zelensky a Nazi. Zelensky is the greatest statesman in the world right now, along with Biden. He really is. You have the sick branch of the Republican Party that can be saved by voting for Ukraine aid and Israel aid. And you have, quite frankly, such a pull from the identity politics cult to the far left of the Democratic Party that are trying to stop any improvement in controlling our southern border. Each party can do the other a favor in the process to America a favor. I agree with Lisco Paul. You take a look at the ads that they're putting out right now. And the fact is that Biden has done his best. A lot of those regulations and rules have been set up a long time ago. But the fact of the matter is that something's got to be done. And Biden, to his credit, has said he knows it has to be done. And he will do it. He is not adverse to do it. And the question is, who's going to be involved in the discussions? The word is that Chris Murphy is not either strong enough or conciliatory enough to do it, even though he's a very, very good senator. But Joe Biden is the best. So stay tuned. I'm still hopeful of a deal on the border, Ukraine and Israel. The border, Ukraine and Israel. Coming up, Rudy Giuliani's $148 million. I'll tell you what, I'll give you some details on that that may not have occurred to you.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, after we went off the air at the end of last week, the jury came back, $148 million. $148 million against Rudy Giuliani for having destroyed the lives of Shea Moss and Ruby Friedman. And the guy is unbelievable. Before the jury came back, he was spouting off going, but they did rig votes. And his lawyers trying to hustle him away like he's a cadaver going, oh, well, this is America's mayor and, you know, he's 80 years old and all this sort of stuff. Let me tell you where you go from here. Each of them got $36 million in compensatory damages, $36 million, and then the rest punies, punitive damages. Now, remember, he's also been sued by Smartmatic and Dominion. And the Dominion got, what, $780 or $90 million out of Fox. He destroyed, with his libel, his defamation. Remember, defamation is the umbrella term for libel and slander. Libel is written defamation. Slander is verbal defamation, with one exception. And that is, if you say something on radio or TV and it's defamatory, it's libel, even though it's not written down because of the breadth of the audience. So where does it go from here? First of all, Giuliani will appeal. Well, he can appeal. Before that, he will ask the judge to reduce it. Little known fact, judges can reduce judgments, but they can't increase them. In other words, if the judge looks at that and says, well, $148 million is a little stiff, I'm going to reduce it to $90 million, and Shea Moss and Ruby Friedman can agree to that, or else it goes up on appeal. But he can't say it should be $250 million. Can't go up. It's called remittance. He can go down, but not up. I don't know that he is going to, or she, I forget who the judge was in that one. That may have been Beryl Howell. That may be one. I forget how incensed the judge was, but I have a feeling she was pretty incensed. She may just leave it. It'll go up. The Court of Appeals can reduce it. They can't increase it. They can put a new trial. My belief, just from having tried a lot of cases, my belief is that Shea Moss and Ruby Friedman were so credible, really such good people. Shea Moss was very proud that she'd been working for them, for the election commission, for something like 10 years or so, a little over 10 years. And she did a good job. She did a very good job. She was promoted to supervisor in charge of absentee ballots. And her mom would help out at election time. Supervisor of absentee ballots is a full-time job, but at election time, you have to compare signatures. And Ruby Friedman had her mom in. They liked it, make a few bucks, a little pin money. And they had a little business on the side. They'd buy leather, cut it and sew it, put designs on it and sell purses. Didn't make a ton of money, but it was dignity, and it was none of that. It was their business. Rudy Giuliani, they just see two black women walking through the, you know, where they were supposed to be with ballots in a tub, sort of, you know, pour it in another tub. And they just went out and they go, they are adding ballots that are not legitimate. Well, you know, if you're watching this in Montana, you're watching this in New Mexico, and you see a clown like Giuliani, he wasn't the only one. There were a lot of them that did this. You don't know. I mean, you can't see those ballots. And Giuliani was a big guy, big man, mayor, U.S. attorney, ran for president, and was actually the front runner for a week. This is about 15 years ago. Well, you know, I mean, he wouldn't say it wasn't true because he gets sued for libel. And suddenly around the country, the lie about the rig suddenly takes off. And that's exactly what happened. Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss got death threats. The FBI advised them to leave their house. They were on the run for 3 months. They lost their business. Ruby Freeman's, or Shay Moss, who's younger, the daughter, said, to this day, she's very hesitant to say her name because it has fame and celebrity and not in a good way. So you're on the jury. You tell me. How much is that worth? Said before, if you lose an arm in an accident, it's another guy's fault, and you get $5 million from the jury, you'd give all of that money to have your arm back. Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss would give all that money to have their reputations, their happiness, to be safe in their home, to not have everybody calling them in the N-word and hating on them, just hating on them bad and threatening them. But Giuliani, I think, is going to be stuck with that judgment. Now, can he pay the judgment? Probably not, but it'll gobble up his apartment or whatever condo he has, probably a couple million bucks in New York. And then, but more importantly, he will then try to declare bankruptcy. And there is a rule in bankruptcy law that if what you did, the reason that you owe the debt, the judgment is because of fraud, it's not dischargeable in bankruptcy. Never dischargeable. Now, I do not know how the judges are going to look at libel as fraud as opposed to, say, embezzlement as fraud. If you embezzle money and you throw the company into receivership and then you get sued by the shareholders and you have to pay them, that's not dischargeable in bankruptcy. You committed a fraud. But you lie and you say something that isn't true. I think it should be seen as the same thing. I think Ruby Freeman, they should attach on him forever. What are the remedies in bankruptcy? You can garnish any salary, any money he has, attach his bank accounts, hound him. And the thing I get back to is Rudy Giuliani, when this all started before Trump was president, was a bigger guy than Trump. He had been the mayor of New York, probably the most prestigious mayoralty in the country. He had been the U.S. attorney in New York. He had run for president himself. He was respected and known, not necessarily generally liked, but, you know, he was a mayor. How does he degenerate to this point where he's under a felony prosecution in Atlanta? And he owes $148 million. How, in Pete's sake, did he willingly do that? What was going on in his mind? What was going on in his mind? Coming up, a lot of news, a lot of weather. And if you think Tommy Tuberville is bad in what he's blocking, wait till you hear who else is blocking what.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard.